All right, yeah, so this video, I want to talk about why a woman thinks she's a princess, right? And this is like generally speaking, because I'm totally aware that there's, you know, there's different scenarios of how women end up like certain ways in life. What I'm speaking on is pretty much like the general population. So why a woman thinks she's a princess? The reality is why, okay, like, and my ex-wife was a perfect example of my already known theory of why women think they're princesses. Because, see, what happens is, because it's just a known thing, little girls are going to be treated better than little boys. So when a little girl's born, in most cases, she's going to be, they're going to treat her a little softer. You can't scream at her. You can't tell her, you know, pretty much you never tell her no, you know, a lot of what a lot of parents would do to their daughters, because she's a little girl. And little girls are, you know, they're small and cute, so you treat them like little princesses. So what happens is they're being treated like a princess from their father, because the father's pretty much just he the father's just usually just want peace, so he'll just give the little girl whatever she wants just to shut her up. The mother is, of course, going to do this. So the father's not going to combat the mother because that's going to cause problems with the mother. So the mother's going to just, you know, give the little girl everything she wants. And that usually goes on, at least, I'd say, at least until they're about 7 or 8 years old. Because, yeah, at that point, it's pretty much the father keeping it up. Because usually by the time kids hit 7 and 8 and 9, most mothers don't want the kid anymore. That's just the brutal reality of it. Because when women say they want a baby, that's exactly what they want. See, women, they don't say they want a 9-year-old. They don't say they want a 12-year-old. When a woman says she wants a baby, that's exactly what she wants. She wants a baby. She doesn't want the thing to start growing, screaming, crying, and, you know, need to be taught things. No woman wants that. So usually by the time they're 8 or 9, the father is usually the one that's kind of keeping it going because that's his little girl, so he wants to protect her from the world and, you know, all this and all that. So she's still being treated like a princess, right? So then it goes from being treated like a princess at home to the immediate next step for most girls is to grow. They're going to start, you know, some boy's going to like them at school. So when that boy starts to like boy or boys start liking them at school, now they're gonna start getting attention from school, right? Along with the teachers, you know, still kind of continuing, you know, open the door for women, blah blah blah. And you should be nice to women and give them things and tell them they're pretty. See, their brands are being pumped with this privilege. Like I said, the first 30 years of their lives from my previous video. The first 30 years of a woman's life is at their prime. And it's sad because they see girls are born into it. They never do anything to actually deserve anything. It's just what they are and they're here. So, like I said, it goes from being treated like a princess at home to maybe there's a few years where they're still kind of growing, growing, growing. And now then they grow into kind of being, you know, other boys start to notice them. I say around 9 and 10. Boys start to notice other girls and start wanting their attention. So now they're getting that attention, right? And then so they're still getting it from home, they're getting it from their teachers, and now they're getting it from boys at school. They're getting attention, right? Pretty much unearned attention. They're getting attention simply because they're girls. They didn't do anything. You see, and this is something that a lot of girls have to realize. Some girls already do get it. There are anomalies. Some girls, you know, actually took initiative to think about the reality of you know, of a proper exchange, and they know, okay, look, I don't deserve this much attention. You know, some girls do get it, not all, but some. So, in the next step into getting attention is when they start hitting I say anywhere from 12 on up. Now it's starting to become about sex, right? Because a lot of girls, they're getting railed out, you know, from 12 on up. You know, from 12, they're getting railed out. You know, they're getting curious. An older boy wants to try something with them in the neighborhood or something. So I say, well, from 11, 12 years old, they're doing sexual stuff, you know, in these ages. and boy, and a lot of boys their own ages usually aren't. It's always like that one, delinquent bad boy or something who is like actually like going out and getting the girls like 2 or 3 years younger than him and actually doing something with them. It's always that those handful of guys in that age bracket. So the girl, she's actually starting to get, you know, she's learning about sex and she's doing things. And, you know, so then it gets even worse, I'd say around like 16, 17, 18, because now they're starting to get attention from many boys now, on top of their father treating them like a princess, schools catering for them. You know, they're getting all this unearned attention. So now they're just validated. Like, yeah, I'm a princess. Boy, you know, boys like me, my teachers do everything for me. My parents do everything for me. Yeah. Why? See, this is why girls don't get in a lot of trouble in these years, because like, why even do anything? Because everybody's going to give me something because what? I'm just me. Well, really, it's not just you being you. It's the woman being what she is. It's just being a young woman. You're going to get that. So then the next step, like I said, it's like 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. They're just getting attention from every age group, every profession, every demographic on the planet. They're getting attention from, right? And this is their prime. They're just getting it. They just have so much of it. They can just throw it away, and then they get used to just throwing it away, right? Now, the rough part is, see, this is the height of them, you know, fully, though at this point, many of them are fully convinced that they're princesses. If they didn't hit the wall, like some of them, if they didn't hit the wall really young, because I've known girls hit the wall at 17, 19, and 20. I've known some girls, they hit the wall real young. They prime was over, you know, when they was in their teenage years. Because they, you know, either had bad genetics or just ate dog shit food all the time. But if they don't hit the wall physically, and they can at least hold on to being, you know, somewhat skinny and clean and smile. Oh, by the time they're 22, 23, they are completely convinced that they will stay like this forever, and they will be a princess forever. And people will just knock down the doors all the time. And they have no reason to not believe it at being at that age. Cause I mean, they're not thinking like, you know, those old women down the street, they used to be 23 one day too before. And like what happened to them? Like, see, there's no reason for these women to even think like that. And the sad part is, like I said, the first 30 years of a woman's life is pretty much is spoon fed to them. I don't care how, and the reality of it is, it doesn't matter how ugly a woman is. It doesn't matter how fat she is. Somebody's sniffing around trying to fuck them just because they are what they are. They're a girl. They're a girl and turned into a woman. It doesn't matter how ugly and fat they are. If they're younger, somebody is definitely sniffing around. And if they're older, and then this day and age, all they have to do is just create a porn profile and just, you know, write a bunch of just, you know, the just crazy sex acts they'll do, and guys will come sniffing. So like they really don't learn much of a personality. I was reading one woman's post on like why do women become invisible over 30, and she was honest about it, and I completely agree with her. Her comment was like she broke down exact ages of what a woman needs to get by. She said between 20 and roughly 40, if she can stay physically healthy, all she has to do is just be a woman. From 40 to 60, they have to actually start creating a personality. You see, and then from 60 on up, then they just need money. Like they just got, they're just gonna have to be a sugar mama at that point, or do crazy sexual things. Like the older a woman gets, the more she has to rely on getting validation. Well, throughout all ages, but especially the older they get. So when they get older, the only way they can really get any validation, like they've got to catch a guy's attention. And what's you know, the general way to catch men's attention is to do some crazy sex shit. That's just what it is. That's what it is. When they're younger, the crazy sex shit, pretty much like their natural existence can balance out having to do crazy sex shit. Like they can just lay there and just be a plump, ripe, perfect 20-year-old, and guys can get off to just that. Just her, guys can get off to literally just slapping her dick on her arm if she looks like that. They don't even have to, you know, do anything. But see, when they get older and uglier, they can't get away with that. So now they have to do something else. But back to the original topic. See, they, by the time they're between 22 to 25, I say between 20 to 23, 24, they genuinely believe that they're a princess and that everybody should do everything for them. Everybody should come up to them and give them things. I see the same thing in the brothels here. It's the same thing in every demographic, no matter where you go on the planet. It's the same. Women don't change. If you're in Ohio or if you're in Madagascar, it's the women that it's the same thing. The younger girls, they've been used to being worshipped for whatever reason, and now they're used to guys just coming up to them and giving them everything. And same thing in the brothels. The younger girls that are clearly like fresh out of high school or something, like they don't know how to be a genuinely decent person because they've been so used to people walking up to them and just handing them things that they don't know, you know, how to come up and say hello to you. It doesn't even compute because there's always going to be some beta dude that's going to walk up to them, especially in places like brothels, and they're like really good looking type of thing. And then like the women who are a little bit aged, like they figured it out. They say, oh, you mean women should actually have personalities? Women should actually, you know, appear to have some thought. And then you see, so once they hit about 25, 26 in there, now they'll walk up to you and, you know, and try to start a conversation, or, you know, or at least give you some initiating signal, like looking at you and smiling or something. But when they're younger, no. You always gotta walk up to them. But like I said, they're not raised to initiate anything. They're raised to get initiated about something else. Like those little girls, when they go out and try, and then somebody will always come in and swoop in and be the white knight to say, no, you treat a woman like this. And they're used to it. You see what I'm saying? Like this is what they're used to. So this is why when you get some 22, 23-year-olds, like, and sometimes it can last up to 26, 27, or even beyond. I'll go on that later. This is why, by the time you hit, they think their shit doesn't stink. Now, usually it starts to wear off around 25 or 26 because just the sheer reality starts to set in, because women are very perceptive to little things, right? So by the time they start hitting 25, 26, they're slowly starting to notice how younger girls are now starting to turn all the heads, and she's slowly not turning heads anymore. You see, like her trait, like if she's on a dating app, just the fact that her age is now saying 26, 27, she's getting less swipes. Guys are not catering to her as much as they used to anymore. They're not telling her everything she wants to hear anymore. So a lot of them will come down off the princess thing, at least a little bit throughout these ages, right? And the quality of guys they'll talk to, and you know, they'll start to come down off, and they'll start to become humbled at least a little bit, right around 25, 26, 27. It'll start there. Like I said, they're starting to see that it was all about the youth and the beauty was why they were getting anything. Because like I said, it was like, okay, because when they started 25, 26, 27, they were used to being 19 and just waking up out of bed and walking to the store and guys trying to fuck them. And at 26, 27, they know when they wake up, like they got to go sit in front of a makeup mirror for at least 20 minutes to try to regain some of that natural appearance that they had just 5 years ago to get guys even, you know, think about looking at them now. So this is why like it starts to at least die down and at least a little bit to where like they can actually speak now and, you know, have some type of genuine personality, some of them. Now, the real defect group of women is, and it's weird how this works, because I know modern feminism is teaching women to go out there and be independent. You're just as equal as a man and blah, blah, blah. Well, see, the reality, what that does to a woman's mind is the more progress a woman makes in the world, the less her dating pool becomes, which is the complete opposite from a man. The more progress a man makes, the larger the pool he has access to. And this is just nature because of what we're attracted to. Women genuinely don't do, no woman on this planet genuinely wants a man who is beneath her or equal to her on a world level. No woman, a lot of women, they just accept it because they realize they can't do any better or have low self-esteem. But no, there is not one vagina on this planet that genuinely gets wet to a man who is lesser or equal to her. Okay. Now, when I say this, it's not just strictly from a money standpoint. This can be from, let's say, like, maybe he gives off signs that he can protect her. You see what I'm saying? Like, once it's clear in a woman's mind that she is at least more of a protector than the man or of equal level of protecting as a man, her vagina cannot get wet. It can't, not to have fucking him, it can't. Now, she can have sex with him, but think about another guy. And then it can get wet. You know, think about a guy who could protect her, because that's what it's all about. When it comes to women, man, this is a side rant. Their sexual attraction relies around if you can be a potential protector. And then it's just like at the end of the day, it ends up just being an exchange. Pretty much, I'll fuck you in exchange for protecting me. That is the core. That is the only core reason of it. Because a woman can love you with her heart. She'll love you. And to be married to John, because John can protect her. John can have success. She can love you on a childish standpoint, on an infantile standpoint. Like, oh my God, I love him, I love him, I love him. But her vagina just can't get wet for that guy because there's no like ability to protect. You see what I'm saying? But okay. So back to the topic for that side rant. See. Now, the next group of defective women I want to talk about is, see, the women, like I spoke about in a previous video, like Nicole Scherzinger, right, from Pussycat Dolls, the Pussycat Doll Girl. See, that's a defective woman. There's nothing you can do with that. She's fucking trash. Women who go off and get their PhDs and, you know, they become really successful in their field. Those women... See, once they get so high up in their field, well, they only want a man who's at least a little bit better than them. So let's say they're making, okay, let's say like Nicole Scherzinger, for instance. I think I watched some quick thing about her. I think she lives in like a $9 million condo or some shit like that. So she's going to want a guy who's pulling in millions, right? If she's living in a place like that, she's going to want a guy who's pulling in millions. Well, the reality of it is Nicole Scherzinger is 40 years old. And she wants a guy who's making millions. And a guy who's making millions can and will just do better than her because he felt like it. See, the difference is women can always be bought. You see what I'm saying? Like, because it's that protection thing that men want and women want. Like, I want to feel like I'm protecting my woman type of thing. Once we become equal, I don't got to protect you. So go be a grown-ass woman. Get the fuck out of here. You see, like that's the difference. And this is what feminism cannot teach you. You see, because they don't understand it. Because they've never seen, because women can't think outside their own brains. Like this is their defect. This is why they will always be beneath men. They've always have been, they always will be. Unless men get some weird disease that starts killing us off. This is because a woman is not happy unless she has a man who's at least a little bit better than her. So with this modern push of feminism, women are under this belief that, well, I can go to school and get my master's and PhD, or my master's and my doctorates, and get a good career, get a good job, and blah, blah, blah. Well, I mean, you can do that. And see, when they do this, a lot of them, it just validates their princess mode even more. Because see, when they do this, now they're making their own money, now they can buy whatever they want to buy. So they don't have to deal with something that they don't like for 15 seconds. You see, so now it just further inflates their ego that I'm a princess. I get what I want. You see, this is why those women are just truly defective women. There's nothing you can do with. There's just nothing you can do with them. Because I think that the Pussycat, because I'm into racing, and I think the reason why I know Nicole Scherzinger from the Pussycat Dolls so well is because I'm into Formula One racing, and she was dating the best Formula One racer. That's probably like, it's going to start an argument for people who like racing, but she was dating Lewis Hamilton. And she did, and they said they were dating for like 7 years, something like that. I doubt that shit very seriously. But she was at least fucking him. And see, the reality of it is, I don't know why he dealt with her as long as he did. Because she was like, I think she's like 5 or 6 years older than him. And he's a Formula One race driver, which I don't know if you guys may know this or may not know, but Formula One is like the top of the top. Like, you have to have like money to be a Formula One racer. That's not something like basketball. You just play in the hood for 10 years and they go to the NBA and make millions. Like, no, like Formula One, that shit takes like that. Poor people don't get into Formula One. All right. Like, you got to already be, you got to already own a couple horses and play lacrosse and shit like that before you could even think about professionally racing in that world. And for some reason he put up, probably because, hey, shit. And I know why he put up with her for as long as he did is because his status was far above hers. So, and then on top of that, I think she was like 30 something when she met him. So she knew she had to pull out all the tricks in bed to keep him around. She was probably drinking her own piss, eating her own shit, fucking cows. She was probably doing something, everything to keep him around. I know she would, because she had to at 30 something, and he's running around being Lewis Hamilton. Oh, bro, he could walk up into the crowd where he's racing at and just pick a woman to come home with him. So why is he gonna put up with this old washed up softcore stripper? You see what I'm saying? But see, in Nicole Scherzinger's mind, this is the disconnect. She still thinks she's a princess because she made a great career for herself. I'm not going to take that from her. She did an excellent job with her career. I mean, most of it was built off of just being a softcore porn stripper, but it's the reality. She was the core reality. She did an excellent job. Now, the sad part is she kept aging along that time period. Okay. And becoming vindictive and vengeful and angry and jealous and envious of other women. And so she hit the wall, you see, even though she probably had a dietitian or a trainer keeping her body tight, but her mind was gone. You see what I'm saying? See, this is the part that women never want to acknowledge. Women think as long as they're skinny and have makeup and long hair, that everything's perfect. Like, no, like their brain is fucked up now. So like, I already know, like as soon as she got done drinking his piss off the floor to keep him interested. As soon as they had a conversation, he knew she was some bullshit. Like, I already know. If you lose out, if you watch this, I already know. Either she was drinking your piss off the floor, or she was at your beck and call anytime you want. She was doing it, all right, because she was trying to land you. She ain't trying to get with Rod the accountant. You know what I'm saying? Like, because see, that princess, because I already know a woman's brain. She, like at this point, women like that are so fucked up. They think that the fact that they're walking around with, let's say, for instance, like a master's or bachelor's degree, and they're not fat, they think that they still have the same street value as a, see, a man can become a king just off of that in his world. Women, they can never be, that princess time is just over. It's just over. Once they get the time, see, a princess is meant for a young, cute, relatively naive woman. And all of them want to be the princess. Now, because they can't become a queen unless they marry a king. And like in Nicole Scherzinger's case, she was trying to make that step to become a queen. She ain't make the cut, bro. And not many of them will. Just to be honest about it, not many of them. I think that Meghan Markle girl, she probably was, you know, eating dog shit off the floor to keep his attention. But because I think she was like 30 something too, but she had nowhere. Okay, but and it kind of makes more sense why the Meghan Markle girl would make the cut before Nicole Scherzinger. Because see, Nicole Scherzinger, she already had that hyper ego inflated from her success by the time she got with him. So that makes more sense to why like she wouldn't make the cut and Meghan Markle would make the cut. Because see, Meghan Markle, I don't think she had much of a career, you know, much of an intense career before meeting where the Prince Charles, wherever the fuck he is. So she probably knew how to act a little better behind closed doors after fucking, you know, after drinking his piss off the floor. She probably knew how to act a little bit better, you know. But yeah, that's why they think they're princesses, man. It's because they're born into it, and then when they grow, like they get that attention from everyone, and then if they have success in their life, they can cling to that success and like kind of like weirdly assign that to still being a princess because they can do whatever they want, even though another man's not giving them what they want anymore. They can still do whatever they want, so they can like kind of make that attachment. But see, like if they don't have any success in their like any like major success in their life, then they usually get humbled out. They start humbling out at least a little bit. A lot of them will. But yeah, that's it. This is a long video. Sorry.